Okay, our friends. So because we had so many great comments on our last circumference book, we will do another one. Actually, there's several in this series, and I highly recommend that if you enjoy them as much as we did, you check them out. Today's story is called Circumference and the Great Knight of Angoland. This story was written by Cindy Nirschwander, and it's illustrated by Wayne Gehend. And it's read today by Mommy and
the end. The end.
No, silly goose. We can't cut to the end without reading all the stuff in the front. Are you ready?
No, you heard me. I said the end.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for the end.
Here we go. More than anything, Radius wanted to be a knight. Every day he practiced riding, sword fighting, and archery. His teacher was the brave old Sir Degrees. One day, Radiant's parents, Circumference and Lady Di of Ameter, came to watch his lessons. "Show us what you have learned," they said. In the riding ring, Radius mounted his horse and Sir Degrees gave directions.
"Knightly right angle trot," shouted Sir Degrees.
Radius rode his horse at a trot to the center of the ring and made an exact right angle turn. It formed a perfect corner. Every corner that you see, if it's a perfect corner, is going to have a 90-degree right angle.
"Now double the right angle and make it a straight angle,"
called out Sir Degrees. Radius rode at a full gallop straight across the ring. He came to an abrupt stop right in front of his parents.
"Wonderful!" they exclaimed. "You have learned so much."
At supper, Sir Degrees said,
"Radius is the best squire I have ever taught. He is ready to go on a quest."
"He is not old enough,"
said Circumference, looking worried. Lady Di smiled.
"You were the same age, dear, when you went on your first quest."
Radius set up straighter.
"I am ready, father," he said. "Please let me go."
Circumference slowly looked at each of them. Finally, he smiled and nodded.
"Hurrah!" shouted Radius. "I will make you proud. But how shall I find someone in need of help?"
"Our neighbor, King Lel, has disappeared,"
Sir Degrees answered.
"Many have set out to find him, but none has ever returned."
"I will search until I succeed,"
promised Radius. The next morning, Radius made ready to go.
"Remember your knightly right angle, Radius,"
counseled Sir Degrees.
"It will serve you well."
Circumference and Lady Di gave Radius an old family heirloom, a medallion in the shape of a perfect circle. So in the picture, we can see this thing. It does look like a big circle, but it's kind of got something cut out of it, right? Like, it looks like a half circle has been cut out of it, huh?
"What are these numbers around the edge of the medallion?"
Radius asked.
"No one knows," Lady Di answered. "But maybe it may bring you courage on your journey."
Radius bid them farewell and set off.
"I'm on a quest,"
he exclaimed gleefully. Radius rode for many days throughout the countryside, and one day he came to a tiny village where all the cottages had rooftops pointed in steep angles.
"What a quaint little town," thought Radius. "Mother would call it cute."
He asked a villager about King Lel.
His castle lies beyond the mountains of Obtuse, said the villager, pointing to the east. But take heed, there are tales of strange creatures and dangerous labyrinths. No one travelling there has ever returned. I hope to be the first, said Radius. Farewell, and thank you.
Up and down through the mountains of Obtuse, Radius rode eastward. And finally Radius came upon a walled castle surrounded by a watery moat.
In the end, I wouldn't go there if I were you.
You wouldn't go there?
I wouldn't go there if I were you, Radius.
Oh, you think maybe he needs to listen to your counsel? Mm-hmm. You think there might be something dangerous there?
Yeah, obviously. There's a knife right there. And there's a crocodile right there, and those bridges collapsing.
There are some things. Let's see. It says, he rode cautiously onto the drawbridge. It creaked and groaned with every step, and as he neared the middle, the drawbridge began to crumble. Quickly, Radius urged his horse on. Just as they reached the other side, the old drawbridge collapsed into the water with a tremendous splash. And in the picture, you're right, we do see that there's, it looks like maybe a crocodile or an alligator or some sort of spiky-looking thing in the water.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta be watching out. That was close, Radius exclaimed. He rode through the high gates of the castle, and in the courtyard, Radius saw a parchment hanging on a door. And it is pinned to the door with a sword. It says, let's see, he took the parchment and read the faded writing. Warning, stranger, friend or foe, dangers wait as forth you go. You must take a knightly rite, finding next big, straight, and slight. One wrong turn means lost to all. In a writhing, screaming fall, find the right to reach the king, or you will feel the dragon's sting. The brothers, Zig and Zag. Ooh, that sounds kind of sneaky. What can this mean? Thought Radius, clutching his medallion for courage. He rode through the doorway into a circular chamber. In the middle of the stone floor, Radius could see a carved circle with a line across its center. All around him, arches led into different rooms. Which way should I go? He wondered aloud. He read from the parchment, "You must make a knightly rite. Sir Degrees and I practiced many right angle turns." And just then something flapped out of the shadows and bumped into his arm. Oof! Grunted Radius as his medallion went flying. The medallion rolled away and came to a stop on the carved stone circle. Radius noticed that the number 99 pointed directly towards one of the arches. Starting at the zero on my medallion, if I go to the center and then to the number 90, that forms a right angle. That's the knightly right, he cried. Oh, it's a right angle that they're looking for, 90 degrees, right? Mm-hmm. Anytime you see a true corner, it's going to have that 90 degree angle. Radius swung himself back onto his horse and rode through the arch that was a knightly right, or 90, on the medallion. The way was dark and damp, and around him unseen things scuttled into the corners. By the light of the flickering candle, Radius read the parchment again. Finding next, big, straight, and slight. What is big? He wondered. Could it be something even larger than the knightly right angle? He thought for a moment. The mountains of Obtuse were shaped like big angles, he remembered. As Radius looked around for a way out, spiderwebs caught in his hair and tickling legs brushed against his face.
Ahead, Radius saw several hallways. Each had a circle carved in front of it. If I hold the medallion over a circle, then the number measures the angle of the hallway, he said. The angle of the first halfway measured only 55 on the medallion. As Radius measured the angle of each hallway, he found only one that was bigger than a right angle. One angle measured 120 on the medallion. Radius entered that hallway, but it ended in a curving stairway. Radius dismounted and took his horse to wait. Stairs are no place for you, he said. Stay right here. I'll be back as soon as I can. The stairway down was narrow and steep. I must be under the castle by now, Radius thought. He noticed that the further down he went, the hotter it was. The stairs came to an end at a fiery pit where huge flames leaped up like angry, snapping jaws. Two bridges spanned the inferno. They both started from the same spot, but they crossed the fire pit at different angles. After Big, the parchment reads straight. Radius remembered, that's 180 on my medallion. You can't get an angle straighter than that. He took a deep breath and ran across the bridge that was straight over the roaring fire. On the other side, Radius heaved a sigh of relief. He opened a heavy door and entered a dark tunnel. The door clanged with him. What do you think's gonna be over there? Are you worried for him? Raspy snuffling came from deep in the darkness. Four glowing eyes appeared and began moving slowly toward him. He's got to do something, right? Clutching his medallion, Radius hurled it down the tunnel. As he passed the eyes, he could brush against scales that felt like cold chainmail. Radius ran blindly, stumbling as the floor started to slope upwards behind him. Heavy thumps echoed in the darkness. Thump, thump, thump. Do you think he's being chased? Yeah, me too. The tunnel ended. Other tunnels shot off at different directions, different angles, in each of which was a carved circle glowing with its own light. The parchment says a slight angle, Radius mumbled. Like the rooftops of that cute little village that I passed through. A cute little angle is what I need. Something less than 90 on this medallion. The smallest angle measured 40, so he turned there. The thumps grew louder. Something snuffled and sniffled as if hunting for him. Radius ran through the darkness. Next will be the right to reach the king. Another knightly right angle of 90. At least the last angle will be easy, he gasped. He was wrong. In the dim light, he came across four corridors, which all seemed to be right angles. Fingers fumbling, he measured quickly with the medallion. 90, 90, 90, and 90 again. Slow down, Radius told himself, and measure once more. He carefully lined up the medallion and read the numbers. The first angle was 93. Too big, he said. The next angle was 85. Too small, he muttered. The third one was 89. Almost right, he said. Then there was a great whooshing sound and thick smoke filled the tunnel. Uh-oh.
Radius was caught inside a dark cloud. Coughing and sputtering, he felt his way along the remaining corridor.
I hope this is the one, he whispered.
Thump, thump, thump.
Something was lurching toward him. He stumbled.
Suddenly, Radius ran into a wall of stone. He was trapped. The thumping grew louder. Whatever it was big, and it was right behind him.
Radius turned around and stood with his back to the wall. His arm bumped into a latch, a handle. He pushed with all his strength, and the door swung open.
Brilliant sunshine met his eyes.
Welcome,
a voice bellowed.
Who might you be?
Radius squinted into the brightness.
I am Radius, son of Sir Circumference and Lady Di of Meter, squire to Sir Degrees. I'm searching for King Lel.
It seems you have found him, chuckled the king. But how did you do it?
It is the king. Friends, in the picture we can see he has found his way. Radius bowed.
My medallion helped me to figure out which paths to take. Knowledge gave me the courage to keep going, he explained. But there were frightening things in there.
A whisper came from behind the doors. King Lel opened it wider. Radius jumped back.
Dragons! He gulped. A pair of them!
They are my royal pets, the Lel dragons, explained the king.
He scratched their heads.
The poor beasts and I were trapped in a maze by my evil cousins, Zig and Zag. But we are free now. Now that you have found your way through the labyrinth.
Young squire, he continued, anyone brave enough and smart enough to figure out this maze deserves his knighthood.
With Radiant's medallion, they easily found their way back through the maze to celebrate King Lel's freedom. Invitations were sent to all the neighboring knights and ladies.
Circumference, Lady Di of Ameter,
and even old Sir Degrees came. Radius and King Lel went to the moat to greet each group of guests. When King Lel whistled and called out,
Pair of Lels!
The two dragons stretched across the moat side by side. They became a living drawbridge for the guests to cross. Everyone asked Radius how he had found his way through the maze.
I discovered the secret of the medallion,
Radius said. The numbers divide like a circle into 360 parts.
I can use those parts to measure any angle. I call the parts of circle degrees in honor of my teacher, Sir Degrees.
Radius drew a picture of his medallion and took an arrow from his quiver. Let's say this arrow points to a hallway. The number shows how many degrees are in the angle. A right angle measures 90 degrees. A straight line measures 180 degrees. I call angles bigger than 90 degrees obtuse, after the mountains of obtuse. And smaller than 90, I call acute, because they look like the little roofs in a small village, which I traveled through.
King Lel told Radius to kneel.
For your bravery and intelligence, I knight you, Sir Radius,
the king proclaimed.
From this day forth, let the kingdom be called Angle Land,
banners will fly on every castle tower. We shall show knightly right angles of 90 degrees, small acute angles and large obtuse angles and straight angles of 180 degrees. Rise now, great knight of Angleland.
The crowd cheered, and Radius rose to greet them. Angleland was the only kingdom to have a castle with a living drawbridge. The cry, "Pair of Lels," brought the two dragons over the moat. They became so famous that today, parallel means any street lines across side by side, the same distance apart, like the Lel dragons. Angleland is still there on very old maps. But today, we call it, can you guess?
England.
There you go. And that, our dear friends, is, say it with me,
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.